a guy a lot of us respected before he went, you know, a little off the rails later in his career and gave away the Gaza Strip or Israeli communities in the Gaza Strip to Hamas, basically. It ended up Hamas won the elections. So I pray that Netanyahu has another trick up his sleeve here. Perhaps the Trump card is that he's going to take out Iran's nuclear weapons program. I'm convinced Israel will not allow Iran to go nuclear. Maybe he's thinking, look, if I throw the Obama administration and the world community, which hate Israel, if I throw them a bone here and negotiate with the Palestinians, maybe they'll support us when we bomb Iran. That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe that's his litmus.
Yeah, and in the last 2 days, he's come out, that is Netanyahu, has come out and said, look, I'm reminding you, we are not going to let Iran get away with this. It's either the U.S. or us, but we're not going to let them get by with it. Well, in your conclusion, you say America's losing the great civilization struggle of our time. The Brotherhood Civilization Jihad strategy is being used with increasing success in the United States with the full participation and support of the Obama administration and its allies. Wow. That's a scary thing, friends, and it's something you ought to consider in the future. And the future is now. Thanks for joining us. Our special guest, Eric Stackelbeck, with his book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy. It's the Brotherhood of Deceit. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get a copy of this wonderful book. It's a $28 book, hardbound. Your gift of $20 to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Just call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Again, don't delay. Don't delay, friends. Become a partner. We've got to get these messages out before it's too late. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Julie Shopik, and we're going to be talking about a book she's written, about what she found out, certainly about a medicine and certainly about alternative treatments, which are very, very effective for a number of diseases for which there really is very little of any known effective treatment. And so many of the things that are done today are done and they're not that helpful. And basically, as a physician, I will tell you that I think doctors are doing everything they can to help. I think doctors are well motivated, but I go to the meetings on a regular basis and alternative treatments are never mentioned. In fact, anybody who talks about them, as everybody sort of looks down their nose at them, you know, sort of like fringe practice of medicine. And ideas that certainly challenge what we learned in medical school, or what we read in our journals, or what we hear at our medical meetings, those ideas are really viciously attacked. And I don't think that's accidental. I believe that there's a very, very real reason why you're not getting the quality of health care that you need to. And more people, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, are turning to alternative alternative medicine. Fortunately, we do have the internet. Fortunately, there's a great deal of good information. Now, some of it isn't good information. You have to know who you can trust. But, of course, Julie has done a wonderful job on this book. In fact, her book is so really revealing that we've actually are going to carry the book ourselves. We want every one of you to read this. And actually, I'll tell you, I'm taking one of the medications myself. And certainly, I'd never even heard of this treatment. And as you know, I have my ear pretty close to the ground. And I am amazed, certainly, at how effective it really is. But that's neither here nor there. You don't want to hear about me and my medical problems. You want to hear what Julia has to say. Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. What a great introduction. I love that.
Well, why don't you tell us the name of the book and how you got involved in looking into alternative means of medicine, of treatment of patients? And it was really a personal experience as far as your husband wasn't concerned.
Yes, it was. Dr. Stan, in 1990, my husband and I had only been married for 5 years. And in 1990, he was 40 years old. He was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor, an astrocytoma 3, which is pretty serious stuff. And it was the size of an orange, and it was just, you know, it was terrifying. And so I haven't given you my background, but basically I was taught to think for myself and not be in lockstep with doctors. But I have to tell you, when you hear a diagnosis like brain tumor, you absolutely, at least we did, we absolutely froze. And for the first few years, we did everything that the doctor said and nothing more.
Well, but I mean, glioblastoma is one of the worst of all brain tumors that you can have. I mean, it's almost like a death sentence.
Yes, this one was one level below a glioblastoma. It was an astrocytoma. A glioblastoma, as you know, is a level 4. This one was a level 3, but it was pretty serious. And the prognosis for astrocytoma 3, for glioblastoma, the prognosis is months. For astrocytoma 3, the prognosis is sort of, you know, 18 months to 3 years. We were terrified. So we did everything. We did the surgery, of course. It was the size of an orange. We did chemo. He did radiation. Then I began to see that he was suffering every side effect of the treatments that he could suffer. He got a radiation-caused stroke. He got hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. They had to keep going in and operating to drain the water, you know, to put a shunt in that would take care of the water on the brain. And it was just terrible.
And, of course, one problem can lead to another problem. And the doctors are basically, I've been there. I know what it's like. And you just see everything falling apart. And what do you do? We'll be right back in a moment to find out what they did do.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Julia's husband had an astrocytoma that gave him a few years to live at the most, and basically 3 years at the most. And but, of course, he took all the routine things. He had the surgery, and he had the chemotherapy, and basically, of course, well, he wasn't getting any better. So Julia actually went to a nutritionist, and he got onto a special diet and did away with sugar, and he kept getting better and better. After the surgery and the other things, he wasn't getting any better, but he's getting better. And it's miraculous. I mean, he's supposed to live 3 years, and he goes 10 years. But then the tumor comes back again, and so they are going to reoperate on him. And Julia has an uneasy feeling about this because he has difficulty healing because of the radiation. But the doctor, and I'm sure the doctor really believed, you know, that this was what you needed to do. You need to cut that tumor out. And so they went back in, and they took out as much as they could. But, of course, the skin didn't heal, and basically 8 surgeries later, and they've done everything possible, and they're doing all sorts of things just to try to get some skin that'll heal. But after the radiation, nothing is working. And he's got a fluid weeping from his brain, and basically 8 surgeries, and they're frantic. Pick up the story there. You run into this doctor, and he tells you makes a suggestion.
And he says this wonderful word, Dr. Stan, Silverlon, S-I-L-V-E-R-L-O-N. And I said, what is that? And Dr. Raina said, it's pieces of material that are impregnated with silver ions. He said, in my practice, which was a general practice, we use it for diabetic wounds and for burns. He said, but there is no reason. It is FDA approved for all non-healing wounds. There's no reason why this wouldn't work for your husband. So long story short, I called the head of the company, Dr. Bart Flick, and we got Silverlon on my husband's head by that evening. I don't know how I did it, but we did it. I was frantic. And the next day, it was the first day that the wound was starting to heal. And he was still in the hospital. My husband was in the hospital, and I was sure the doctors would be excited. I was sure, because this is a problem that happens a lot to people who have had radiation to the head, you know, and then a surgery after that. And I was shocked, because the doctors were not excited. Let me put it another way. They seemed to be upset that his skin was healing. And one doctor actually came up to me and he told me why. He kind of said, you know, I don't think it's the treatment that you found. And he actually had the accent on you, you know. And I was very puzzled. And I said, well, what do you think worked? You know, you don't think it was the treatment I found. What do you think it was that healed my husband's skin, that is making it heal? He said, well, and he furrowed his brow. He said, I think it was the vancomycin. That's the IV antibiotic that Jim had been on for at least 6 weeks. And I said, but doctor, he's been on vancomycin IV for about 6 weeks. And the doctor furrowed his brow and he looked straight at me and he said, and these are the words that I will never forget. He said, vancomycin is like that. It kicks in.
Well, I think, Julie, you have to understand that doctors have egos. That I know when I practiced medicine, I had an ego, and I wanted to think that I was doing the very best for my patients, and I was doing the very best that I could. But sometimes there's things that certainly you don't understand, and it takes a long time to realize, of course, there are things out there that just don't fit into your training. And so I don't criticize the doctors, but I do wish they had more of an open mind. I will tell you, I worked within medicine, organized medicine for many years, and I took on the whole basic structure of organized medicine in California. How I survived, I'll never know. Why they didn't destroy me, but they didn't, and basically at least we were able to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, or at least partway. But you have to understand, we all have egos, and doctors have big egos, and that's not to demean them. It's just to say that if you're out there in the audience, you've got to start thinking for yourself, and thank God for the internet. So basically, of course, this material that is impregnated with a silver ion, and suddenly your husband's scalp begins to heal after 6 weeks. What happened at that point? Then what subsequently happened?
Well, what happened at that point was, what I didn't say while I was telling about the 8 extra surgeries is, with each one, my husband was becoming more and more, I would say, compromised. He became very much more brain injured. The man who had walked into the surgery telling jokes was now bedbound, incontinent, nearly paralyzed, just kind of involuntary movement. And he was very, very, very compromised, and his skin was healing. So for the next 3.5 years, you know, I got him out of there, out of the hospital, and I was trying to bring him back, you know, but the damage had been too great by this time, the extra surgeries, all of that. And I vowed that someday, you know, my first obligation and my first love was to take care of my husband. And to keep my PR business going so I could afford to take care of my husband. But I vowed that after this was all over, and I knew it would be, you know, the handwriting was on the wall, I would do something to help people so that they wouldn't have to be as alone as we were, trying to find treatments that would work. And I was working in my head, you know, that there must be some other treatments out there that doctors don't know about, that have what I call, they're time-tested. They've been around for a long time, and that they're inexpensive. I had seen what can happen with a serious illness. You can go broke. And I wanted to pick treatments that were inexpensive, effective, time-tested, and that had doctors and patients rallying to try to get the word out about them. So this was my picture in my head of what I wanted to tell the world about. And I found treatments that fit that paradigm. And it's kind of a new paradigm, because these treatments are not really alternative in the sense of that we think of alternative medicine. But they are alternative in that they are not used by most conventional doctors. And I would love to tell you about some of the treatments.
Well, that's why we want you here. And I would simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the silver, this impregnated material, silver certainly is an excellent thing topically. People are trying to get you to take it internally. Do not take it internally. But certainly topically, it is miraculous. And this a fabric that Julie is talking about certainly has had studies on it. It shows how effective it really is. And it's the silver, effectively silver ion, certainly locally, as far as stimulating healing and combating infection. You don't need systemic treatments with vancomycin. You want to treat it locally. And the silver actually miraculously, but use it locally. But go ahead. What are some of the other treatments? Because you actually describe 4 treatments in the book. You've already described the one. And I think the others are fascinating.
They are. The one that you and I find the most fascinating, I think, I hope I'm not quoting you incorrectly, is low-dose naltrexone. It has an amazing story connected with it, which I'd like to tell you about.
You go right ahead, because basically this is an accepted medicine in full dose. And basically, at 50 milligrams, it's used in the treatment of drug addicts. It's used in the treatment of alcoholics. And if they take it, of course, this will tend to block their ability to take these destructive drugs. But we're talking about very low dose naltrexone. And this is a unique idea, but go right ahead.
And this is exactly what you're coming in exactly what I was going to say, because the man who was the champion, he died 2 years ago, unfortunately, the champion of low-dose naltrexone was named Dr. Bernard Bahari, and I believe he deserved the Nobel Prize, and a lot of other people do too. He was working in the mid-1980s, with drug addicts at the time when naltrexone, and in full dose, as you just said, 50, 100 milligrams, was FDA approved for drug and then later alcohol addiction. And he noticed, you know, he used it with the drug addicts he was working with, and he noticed that basically it was too strong. It was making them, the way he put it in an interview, which is, by the way, on my website, on honestmedicine.com, he noticed that when patients took it, you know, to block the opiate, you know, to make it so that they would not want heroin, they were in bad shape. He said, this is too high a dose. But he noticed that it had immune-boosting, endorphin-raising properties. And he said, I wonder how low a dose we could get away with that would be helpful to people with diseases of a dysfunctional immune system.
And I think the idea that this would help with the diseases of the immune system, and basically we have so many diseases involving the immune system in one way or the other, and here is an opportunity to impact directly on the immune system. And how does it impact on the immune system? What does this drug do?
What this drug does is it actually, he used the word, and I know that you're a doctor and you can even probably even explain it better, but I'm going to use the word that he did. He said that it orchestrated the immune system. In other words, it made the immune system act correctly. And he flew in the face of what is, you know, what's usually done with these diseases that are called autoimmune is that doctors try to shut down the immune system with drugs. And if the drugs that they give people don't work at first, they then use a chemotherapy. And so people are very, very likely to get opportunistic infections and all of that. So he found that 3 milligrams and then 4.5, they used from 3 to 4.5, literally helped people with these immune system conditions.
Now, we're talking about less than 10% of the accepted level of treatment, but basically what he found is, I mean, basically there's so many things out there, whether it be rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, but chronic fatigue. We have certainly 2 million Americans with chronic fatigue, and literally nothing helps them. They will do better certainly with diet, certain types of diet, and long-term antibiotics. But the amazing thing is, my doctor said to me the other day, he said, you know, this low-dose naltrexone, it's the only thing that works for chronic fatigue, and he uses it in his practice, but then, well, that's another story. We'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Thoughtful about thought. Well, basically, as we were talking about low-dose naltrexone, and this doctor in New York basically he was treating AIDS patients, and really treating AIDS patients, certainly you just worry about them and you give them the medications, but none of the medications are that good, and you never know when they're going to have a relapse and go ahead and die on you. But basically, they started giving this low-dose naltrexone, which boosts the immune system to the AIDS patients, and they all stopped progressing. Well, that was very interesting. So basically, because the medication can be given because it's authorized for using with addicts, alcohol addicts, and certainly with drug addicts. So then there's the patients come along and they have other diseases, incurable cancer. And basically, of course, the cancer, the most important thing you can do is boost the immune system. And so for the patients who said, look, I'm not going to take a radiation, and I'm not going to take surgery, and I'm not going to take chemotherapy, well, you got nothing else to lose by giving them naltrexone. And some of them, certainly not all of them, but a significant number of the people with the worst types of tumor started getting better. And if correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't a certain number of people with cancer of the pancreas actually improve?
Yeah.
I've lost so many of my friends with cancer of the pancreas. I mean, you're talking about 2% 5-year survival. And here, what are you getting with this? What are they getting with the naltrexone?
Well, this is really interesting. We can come back to naltrexone in a minute, but another of the treatments in the book combined with low-dose naltrexone, that's intravenous alpha-lipoic acid, which is the treatment that Dr. Bert Berkson has pioneered. But he also is a follower of Dr. Bernard Bihari. So one of the chapters in Honest Medicine in my book it was written by a man with pancreatic cancer and he lived about 9 years post-diagnosis.
And because it just doesn't happen, I've lost so many of my friends, people that, you know, I worked with. My anesthesiologist, two of them, because I think they were inhaling a lot of the gases. When we first got started medicine, we used to use these toxic chlorine-based gases. And two of my anesthesiologist friends died of CA of the pancreas, and very, very quickly. And so they started using certainly this low-dose naltrexone along with certainly this alpha-lipoic acid. And what sort of responses are they getting?
Well, the first thing, and this is great, this is, I love telling this, Dr. Stan, you know how side effects of most medications are negative? Well, with both intravenous alpha-lipoic acid and low-dose naltrexone, the side effects are that they have more energy, they feel great. So, you know, these are kinds of results where you have a non-toxic, but things with the word side effect usually has a negative connotation. These are more of a positive connotation. And one of the people in has contributed her story, Mary Jo Bean. She's an amazing story of having hepatitis C and cirrhosis. And Mary Jo loves to say, I didn't get those two the way you think I did, you know. It was from a blood transfusion, and almost she feels it was a spiritual path that led her to go to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to Dr. Bert Berkson, where he treated her with, again, intravenous alpha-lipoic acid and low-dose naltrexone. And she has just survived many, many years. And, again, she always describes, after the first treatment, you know, she says, I power cleaned the house, and, you know, she just had more energy. And this is the kinds of things that I'm writing about are treatments that are not toxic, that basically make you feel better and are inexpensive and, you know, just wonderful treatments. And I'm hoping to get the word out there that you don't, that your doctor doesn't always know about the treatments that would work best for you.
I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, that if he knew about them and he really believed in them, he'd try them. But basically, these are the sorts of things that are scoffed at. Now, what's the title of your book?
The title of my book is Honest Medicine.
Honest Medicine. We actually carry the book, and we've got them in. But basically, it's an important book, and you need to understand there are all these alternative treatments. The information's up there on the Internet. You're not going to read about this in Time Magazine or in the what I call the establishment-controlled media. And the doctors are not going to hear about this at their meetings or read about it in their medical journals or see this described certainly in medical school. And there is an organized effort to control what the doctor hears and sees. They have the detailed people go around to their offices and tell them just all these wonderful medicines they ought to be taking. An awful lot of them do a lot more harm than good. This book, Honest Medicine, will change the perspective you have. And this is why I asked Julia to come on with us. I think this information is vitally important, and, well, we'll talk more about it, but certainly the low-dose naltrexone, the alpha-lipoic acid, and we'll talk a little bit about more. The fourth treatment that she's described, they're all up there on the Internet. They're described by responsible doctors with amazing, amazing results that you won't hear about elsewhere. That's why you listen to Radio Liberty.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Julia Shopnick, and basically her book is Honest Medicine. Honest Medicine, and it tells the story of these four treatments. Now, basically, this low-dose naltrexone is amazing because, of course, it seems to help with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and all sorts of neurological disease and autoimmune disease and all sorts of colitis, and basically go down the list of the things. But chronic fatigue, as my doctor had told me when I asked him about the medicine, he said, I haven't found anything else that helps my patients with chronic fatigue. And basically, this does seem to help them. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Julia, do you have certainly a web page, someplace where people could learn more about this? And I would simply point out the books are primarily testimonials by people who've had the treatments. Now, they don't have large double-blind studies where they take one patient with cancer of the pancreas and they give them the medications, the treatments, and the others they don't. That's called a double-blind study. Costs hundreds of millions of dollars to do those. Well, you know what's going to happen to the patients with cancer of the pancreas if you don't treat them, or if you treat them with chemotherapy and surgery and radiation, they're going to die. So you don't need a double-blind study. And the doctors who follow these along are pretty, I think, as I remember, Julian, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like it's about 40% five-year survival. You know the figures better than I.
With pancreatic?
Yes, pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I think it's less.
Okay, fine. What would it be?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'd hate to be quoted because, you know, as you said, you know, we don't know. But with pancreatic, I've heard of people going within months. As a matter of fact, remember.
No, but I'm talking about with the treatment.
Oh, you're talking about with the low-dose naltrexone.
Right. No, low-dose naltrexone, the alpha-lipoic acid, right.
Paul Maris lived 9 years.
Right.
And Dr. Berkson, I'm going to find out for you, because Dr. Berkson, I speak with him quite frequently. He has very, very, very good results. He says about 50% with pancreatic cancer.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 2% 5-year survival is the figure because I've studied this, because I'd lost so many friends with the disease, and there was just nothing we had to offer them. This is so exciting. And yet you're not going to hear about it elsewhere, which, of course, is why Julia's with us tonight. And basically, of course, as I've looked into it myself, I've done some of my own research, and basically I'm taking it because I have a condition. I went up to the University of California and some years ago, and they said, you have this idiopathic condition. Now, that's a great big word. And if you're out there in the listening audience, what does idiopathic mean?
We don't know what it is.
And basically, I've had it for a number of years, and I will have to tell you, maybe it's all in my head, but I'm trying to be as objective as I can. And basically, it's a peripheral neuritis, and the level of my peripheral neuritis and numbness is dramatically improved. And we're talking about less than a week on the medication.
Oh, and you learned about it from my book, didn't you?
I'm going to experiment on myself. I'm not going to suggest something unless I'm firmly convinced, but I will tell you that my level of peripheral neuritis is dramatically better in less than 2 weeks, for sure.
But anyway, you have brought tears to my eyes, because this is my aim, that I can help people. You know, I know it was the low-dose naltrexone, of course, that helped you, not me, but that my book was, it's godsend. I'm so delighted to hear this, that it's helpful to you.
Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Middleton, New York. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good.
Hello. Have a question or comment for our guest.
Yes, I just would like to know if naltrexone and alpha-lipoic acid would be helpful in treating Lyme disease.
Oh, boy, Bob. Write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com. A lot of people are taking it for Lyme disease. And actually, Linda Elzegood, one of the people who did a chapter, who contributed a chapter to my book, To Honest Medicine, she has a bunch of videos that I'll give you the links to them if you write to me, and of people with Lyme disease that are doing very, very well. That's one of the ones Dr. Stan would be able to tell us more, but I would imagine that if it's caused by certain things, you know, that you do need antibiotics or something, but I'm not a doctor. All I can tell you is that several people have done well with it.
And basically, of course, it's listed in the book, Bob. The book's well worthwhile getting it. I have an awful lot of books to read, you know, doing 5 hours of talk radio a day. And I will tell you, usually what I do is I skim read the books. I couldn't skim read this book. I had to read the whole thing, which I did. And Lyme is certainly listed right up there at the top of the things. Anything else you want to know?
And it's julia@honestmedicine.com.
julia@honestmedicine.com. My website is Honest Medicine. I think I'm going to trademark the term Honest Medicine.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
We actually carry the book, Honest Medicine. We actually carry it because I think it's an important book, and I want as many people as I can to read it. Okay, Bob, anything else?
Oh, that's just great. Thanks a lot.
Bob, thank you so much for calling.
And, Bob, how are you hearing us there? Are you hearing us on the station out of Utica or Attica?
I'm listening from Middleburg, New York. So we're getting it here out of Cherry Valley, and it's coming in good.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and the whole story just seems to be too good to be true. Unfortunately, or maybe I should say fortunately, I really do believe it's true, and what I've been able to verify this, there's certainly a lot of people, not everybody, certainly, but everybody with the pancreatic cancer is not going to get well or with cancer, but the fact that that any of them are improving, and basically the dramatic the decrease, and if you get a 5-year survival, that truly is amazing. Well, let's go ahead, because it's another treatment we haven't even talked about
yet. The other treatment is the ketogenic diet, and this is a treatment that I just love to tell about. Before I do, I'd like to introduce a new term to your listeners, and that's patient evidence-based medicine. I am tired of people saying that, oh, stories about these are anecdotal, because they're not. Thousands and thousands of people have been helped by these treatments. So I coined this term with a friend of mine, with Mary Showman, and patient evidence-based medicine. I just wanted to get that in there. I'd love to tell about the ketogenic diet, because this diet, it's a high-fat, low-carb, low-protein diet that has to be calibrated to each individual person. You know, you can't just go out and start it on your own. You need to have it started with a dietitian. But this treatment was the standard of care from the 1920s on at prestigious places like Johns Hopkins and Mayo Clinic. And really, it was all that there was that was helpful for pediatric epilepsy, for seizures in children.
And basically, don't they still use it there at Johns Hopkins? Right.
They do. But here is the good news and the bad news. The bad news is that with the advent of anticonvulsants, you know, anti-seizure medication, the diet went out of favor, and the doctors just wanted to prescribe drugs. And then and it almost died. It would have died if in 1994, little Charlie Abrams was not diagnosed with intractable seizures. As you know, that's seizures that just won't quit. One stops, the next one starts, you know. And his dad, Jim Abrams, was a guy with a lot of prestige and a lot of, you know, moxie.
No, basically, he was from Hollywood, wasn't he?
He was from Hollywood.
Right. And he had a lot of money. He had a lot of connections, and he was a go-getter. I think he was a producer, director.
Yeah. Well, actually, do you remember the airplane movies? Those funny movies.
Right. Right.
Those were Jim Abrams movies. Hot Shots was Jim Abrams and Abrams movie. And then in the mid-90s, 1994, his one-year-old son had these intractable seizures. And as Jim says, you know, our house was filled with tears because the two older children just would cry by the baby's crib. And Jim, he had all this prestige and all of that, so he went to the best of the best of the best, you know. He went to the best hospitals. He could travel. And all the doctors would do is drugs. And they put little Charlie on one drug. And at one point, Jim says he was on 4 or 5 drugs. You call that a cocktail of drugs. And if you look in Honest Medicine, in my book, Honest Medicine, there's actually a link to a Dateline NBC segment with little Charlie in a harness because he was so dopey with drugs from the anti-seizure medications that he was literally bumping into walls. And this was just horrible. And the doctors were saying, you know, that this is the way it's going to be. We've got to operate on his brain. And Jim went, before the operation on the brain, Jim went to the library, and he said to me, Julia, I was not going to the library to try to find a treatment. You know, I was going to see how my family was going to deal with this baby that was never going to get better. And while he was in the library, what does he learn? But he learns about a diet that has been done practiced since the 1920s. And he was like, you know, voraciously going through, and he found studies from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and anybody who wants to see them all the way through the 90s, I have them thanks to Jim, and I can email them to people. Studies showing that the diet worked on an average of 67% of the time. And he had them all copied, and he took them to the doctors, and he said, doctors, let's try it. I want to take him to Johns Hopkins. And the doctor said, don't do it. It won't work. And Jim says, to my everlasting shame, he's embarrassed about this, Dr. Stan. He says, I listened to them, and he said, I let my baby have a surgery on his brain. And he said, the surgery didn't work, and he started seizing again. And I said, enough. And they took little Charlie to Johns Hopkins. He was put on the diet. And 48 hours later, the seizures stopped, never to return again. And this is the point at which I usually start crying. And thank goodness I didn't. But Jim was at first over the moon with happiness. I mean, who wouldn't be? You know, your child is okay again. You know, he still has side effects from having seizures for so long and so many drugs, but he's better. He stopped seizing. And then all of a sudden, Jim got mad. He said, why did it take me this long to find out about this diet?
And I think it's important to realize, Chris, the child has incurable damage to his brain after something, what was it, 25,000 seizures, something like that?
Yeah, you know, I've met Charlie. And he's a wonderful kid. He just finished college. I'm not sure if it was junior college. You know, he does have some deficits from what happened before, but he's a charming, charming young man. But you have to know of the toll. If you don't start some of these treatments, some of these non-toxic treatments early enough, you still will have things happen, you know, that happens because of the other treatments and because of the prolonged condition.
And I think what's so interesting is that after a period of time, and now we're talking about several years on this diet, you get off the diet. You don't have to stay on it all the rest of your life. Yeah. But of course, you have to be on it, and it's a very, very strict diet. They've been using it at Johns Hopkins University for years, but you're not going to hear about this, and the average doctor is told it doesn't work, and it does work.
You want to know the beauty of this, of Jim Abrams?
Sure, go right ahead.
I love this man. he's the one hero in the book that you know, that I chose. I decided I was with him. He was the guy who saved the ketogenic diet. And the beauty of it is that he didn't just take, you know, pick up his marbles and go home and say, thank God my kid is okay. You know, he said, I need to get this diet out to the world. And he said, I'm connected. And the first thing he did was he called on his friend Meryl Streep. And Meryl Streep, if you go to charliefoundation.org, C-H-A-R-L-I-E foundation.org, you'll see that Meryl Streep did a video for Jim where she describes the diet and all of that, and that's on charliefoundation.org.
And basically, if you get the book, you'll hear Charlie's story there, because the father writes this. We're getting a little short on time. We got a couple of callers, and I do want to get to them. We got Ray calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hi, Ray. Question or comment?
Yes, I had a kidney transplant many years ago, but I still have neuropathy in my legs, and it seems to get worse all the time.
Well, you just don't know. All I can tell you is that I have an idiopathic peripheral neuropathy, and I've taken it. And although I certainly not all the way well, I'm a lot better than I was. So.
Now, I do want to say, Ray, that there has been some question as to whether people, I take it, are you on anti-rejection drugs?
Are you taking medication to block your immune system?
Yes, I have to take Imuran or the generic azathioprine.
Right. See, basically, that is why you're having it. So there's no way of knowing whether, because chances are this would not be helpful then. But you got nothing to lose by trying it. But I certainly did.
But you need to. You know what, Ray? You need to, if you decide to try to ask a doctor. You can write to me at Julia at Honest Medicine and tell me where you are located, you know, geographically, and I can help you find a doctor who will be, because it's very important with you, the fact that you had a kidney transplant, for you to go to a doctor who really knows low-dose naltrexone, because
okay.
They don't want you to get
trouble. Anything else, Ray?
All right. Thanks very much for your help. I appreciate it.
And one more time, Julia, how can people write to you, get through your email?
Julia@honestmedicine.com.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Ray. And let's quickly go to Joe from New York, from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I hope everybody's well over there where I'm talking to you people. My question to your guest is, you mentioned the diet for people with epileptic seizures. So what's the diet?
The diet is, it's very high fat, low protein, low carbohydrate, and in order to, now the ketogenic diet itself, a lot of people with a modified Atkins diet, which is also, you know, high fat, but Atkins is high protein as well, but if you really have the seizures and you want to have the diet to have the best chance of helping you, you would need to have it totally calibrated to you individually. And now, if you go to charliefoundation.org, there are lists of hospitals that, thanks to Jim Abrams, that do the diet. I don't know if you're asking. Are you asking personally or?
I'm asking for a friend. Well, not so much of a friend, but an acquaintance that suffers. And what happened to him, the poor fellow, from taking these drugs to, you know, control or modify his seizures, he now wound up with, lymphoma. So I think, well, I believe it's the drugs that gave him the lymphoma, but so now he's been being treated with the chemical therapy. But,
well,
maybe,
but Joe, we're running out of time. Let me suggest you write to Julia and get her book, and she can put you in touch with somebody, or your friend in touch with somebody who understands this. But it has to be the diet has to actually be done under the control of a dietitian. It's not something you can just do. It changes your life.
Okay. So, all right, then I'm going to have my friend listen to your program, and then whatever information you had been broadcasting, he can avail himself to it.
God bless him. Thanks
very
much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our guest has been Julia Shopik. Her book, Honest Medicine, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Honest Medicine, we need to get the information out and hope you can help.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life?
Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan here, and we hope that you want to get Julia's book. It's called Honest Medicine. We just got half a case of them in, and I think this book will do very well because it's talking about problems that plague so many people out there in the audience. And I'm going to get Julia back for another couple of programs and put together a four-tape set. You need to hear what she has to say, and you have to hear it several times. I mean, I listen. I learn something every time I interview Julia. But the book, Honest Medicine, I think is must reading for anybody out there who really is concerned about what's going on. Now, we have another excellent book on medicine. It's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and certainly Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, another book he's written. And then we have a four-tape set on life-saving secrets, my interviews with Dr. Blaylock. You need to get the information. You need to understand that there are legitimate alternative medications and treatments, and so much of what is being done today does far more harm than good, and not because the doctor would intentionally do something that he didn't believe in. It's just that he does not listen to our programs. He hasn't done the studies. He depends upon the detailed people who come to his office. He depends upon what he hears at the medical meetings and what he reads in the medical journals that are controlled by the drug industry. And unfortunately, there are people with another agenda. And if you want to know what that agenda is, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it, and reread it, and read it again. And then, of course, you need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the secret agenda. We have so many books out there. We hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, or that's radioliberty.com, where you can actually, of course, look at all the books and DVDs and 4CD sets and tape sets, all the things that we have there. And my treatise on population control, the population control agenda. You really need to read that. You need to get my section on the Georgia Guidestones. I think we were the first person really in the alternative media to begin talking about the Georgia Guidestones. There are lots of articles on it now, but ours was the original ones up there. And I just stumbled across this by accident when I was involved with the AIDS epidemic, trying to prevent the disaster from developing that did develop here in America. And we've already lost well over 600,000 people, another a million and a half people infected, all unnecessarily. If you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, we'll put a plug in for it. It was the first book I ever wrote, and it's not a complete book, because when I wrote the book, I didn't understand the population control agenda, and I really couldn't believe there was an agenda out there to kill off a significant part of the population of the world. I could not believe there was a significant plan to kill off a significant part of the population of the world until I went to Elberton, Georgia, and saw the Georgia Guidestones. And the fact that you've never heard about them, unless you're a regular listener to our program, is simply for the fact that the last thing they want for the public is to learn the truth. Well, certainly, if you'd like to get the books we talked about, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly, we do hope that, of course, that you'll want to get the material we have. We have some wonderful interviews you'll never see elsewhere. We have an interview with the multi-billionaire Ambassador Earl Smith, who is the American ambassador to Cuba, when we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we installed Fidel Castro. It wasn't that he won the revolution. He didn't win the revolution. He wasn't elected by the people. He was installed by the American government that knew he was a communist. Because Ambassador Smith told the president and told the Secretary of State, and they all knew he was a communist. But you see, you need an enemy, just like we have to have terrorism now. We have to have the threat of terrorism to justify spending all this money and focusing our attention elsewhere, because the real enemy is here. And so that's AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And we'll be back in just a moment with another hour of programming. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and certainly for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who is formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine. First time he was with Republic Magazine. Certainly he's written extensively. You can read his articles at certainly on the internet, basically you can certainly get his articles. He writes the regular Radio Liberty monthly newsletter, but you can go to his own website. He has his own radio program. But I feel it's a privilege to have William with us here every Friday evening at this time for the last program of the week, because he has such a great grasp of what's really going on across America today. And basically, of course, America's in real trouble because America has turned its back on God. And there's no instance in all the history where a nation has repudiated God, where God has not eventually brought his judgment on that nation. And it may be the necessity, the only way we're ever going to turn America around, is that certainly we do see the hand of God here. And basically, great nations have come and great nations have gone, and they're all destroyed when they turn against God. Nations are destroyed, certainly, when they repudiate morality. And America, once a great Christian nation, has no moral standards at all today. And this is a great tragedy that we face. America, once the leader of the world, the greatest creditor nation in the world, is now the largest debtor nation in the world. America, which was once the source, certainly, of morality and sending missionaries throughout the world. We're sending missionaries throughout the world. But I will tell you that many of these are not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have our friends who are in the missionary field, and many, certainly, of the missionaries that are going overseas are not pushing the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're pushing a feel-good gospel, a different type of gospel. Well, certainly, we hope that you'll want to go to Lou Rockwell. You can read William's articles at Lou Rockwell on the internet. You can certainly pull them down off the internet. But without further ado, our good friend, William Grigg. Hi, William. How are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, it's great to be with you. I'm sorry I wasn't with you last week. I was on location reporting on a pretty awful story of police abuse in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And on the way home, I had an experience I'd like to share with you and with your listeners. Some of you might be aware of the fact that I'm an adopted child. And on Wednesday, I had the privilege and blessing of meeting my birth mother the last time that she had seen me. I was 6 weeks old, and I had been working with a friend who's an investigator, private investigator, and I had known her name since I was very young, as I explained to her when I was, oh, I don't know, 4, 5, or 6, or maybe 7 years old. I broke into my father's papers in order to find my adoption documents because I was puzzled as to why I didn't much resemble the wonderful people who adopted me. And so I had learned her name, but I'd learned the name with which I was, I suppose the correct word would be christened. And since that time, I had been looking for her, and she had been looking for me. And when I mentioned that I had been puzzled as a young child as the fact that I did not much resemble my parents, my adopted parents, she said, well, you're Hawaiian, you know. And no, I hadn't known that. I'd not been aware of the fact that I was Polynesian. I had been led to believe that I was Mexican. And for the better part of a half century, I've been telling people that I'm half Mexican and half Irish. The Irish, as it turns out, is reliable. My birth mother is Irish and Cherokee, and that my biological father was Mexican. Forgive me, he was Polynesian. He was Hawaiian, not Mexican, and Basque. What she said to me is that he was Spanish, but that he wasn't Mexican, and that his last name was rather exotic, looked as if it could be French or Italian. I said, well,
we're going to have to go to a break here. I'm going to ask, though, if you wouldn't mind hanging up, and I'm going to ask my producer to call you back and see if we can get a little better line, okay?
All right, let's do that.
Okay, fine. We'll be back in just a moment here with William Grigg right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is William Gregg, and certainly we've known William and met him and certainly admired him from a distance for a long period of time. He was a speaker at our conference a few years ago, but basically, he's certainly was had just found his birth mother this last week. He'd been looking for her all of his life, and she'd been looking for him.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful opportunity. And of course, William had found out he's always thought he was Mexican and Irish. Well, it turned out he was Irish, but he's actually Polynesian. His dad was Polynesian, Hawaiian, and that's, of course, why he has dark skin. But you go right ahead, William.
Yeah, as I was saying, one of the primary reasons I wanted to find her was simply to say thank you. And when I said thank you, she said, well, thank you for what? I said, well, for having me. And it might seem obvious, but it isn't, that a young woman in trouble would go through with the birth of the child, and if necessary, seek help with relatives as she did originally, and then through adoption if necessary. And she had wanted to make sure that I hadn't taken offense that she had put me up for adoption. I said, listen, you've got to understand, my birth parents have always told me that what you did was not an act of rejection or abandonment, but it was sacrificial love, that you put me up for adoption because you wanted me to be cared for, and in your circumstances, you couldn't do that. She said, yeah, that's it exactly. Your first bed was a dresser drawer, and I had tried to care for you, and I'd wanted to care for you, but I couldn't, and I knew that I couldn't, and so I sought help. And it was not uncommon, even in 1963, for women of less character than my birth mother to seek out the legal services of an abortionist. And 10 years later, the Supreme Court supposedly consecrated the act of child murder as if it were an actual legitimate right, which it's not. It's a horrible crime. I'm gratified to point out that just over the last week or so, there have been reports, both in the mainstream, so-called, and the pro-life press,
about the fact that abortion is actually becoming less commonplace in this country. It's still, of course, a horrible, hideous crime, however many or however few were committed. And the fact that we still have over a million of these dreadful child murders committed every year is a horrible indictment of our country. But the fact is that at the margin, you're finding that the moral witness of people who have often experienced hardship and trauma and unexpected challenges, it has softened the hearts of people who are willing to listen. And ultimately, irrespective of what we're told the law is, the only protection that the most vulnerable people have, that is to say the human beings developing inside the womb of their respective mother, is the moral conscience of the mother. Because from time immemorial, of course, there have been people who have procured and provided that child-killing service. I guess you'd have to characterize it that way. It's something you can read about in ancient texts, both scriptural and secular. And as long as people are susceptible to temptation, horrible things will happen, and abortion is among the most horrible. So it's worthwhile to point out that people who are acting out of love and out of concern and who are telling the truth with love, you know, patiently and firmly, unyieldingly, can have an influence when they have an opportunity to reach people who are in trouble. It was not a foregone conclusion that I would have been born in 1963, in spite of the fact that the Supreme Court didn't put us imprimatur on abortion until 10 years later. There were abortions being committed in this country for decades before that. You can read about them taking place in 19th century America. You can actually, if you have the resources, the curiosity, you can go to libraries and find archives containing classified advertisements from the mid-19th century for people who provided that service. Now, they, because of the temper of the times and the prevailing moral values, they had to disguise through circumlocution and subterfuge the nature of what they did when they were advertising, but they did publicly advertise that service, that so-called service. And so you had murderers for hire in the 19th century, and long before Roe versus Wade was inflicted upon what remained of the Republic, it was something that did happen. But I had long wanted to tell my birth mother, thank you, simply thank you for having me. And I found it quite interesting that, as I mentioned before, within about 10 minutes of meeting me, she was already talking about the Constitution. Unprompted, I didn't bring up anything about what I do for a living. I didn't tell her anything about my background as an activist until after she brought this up. And then about 5 minutes after that, she remarked with some asperity, I think this country is turning communist. And so I turned to my friend Scott, who'd been with me on this trip. He very courteously, very generously offered to provide his services as a driver to take me across the state. I turned to Scott, and Scott looked at me and said, yeah, that's your mom. I think this country is turning communist, she said, to which I replied, well, I think we've already arrived, you know, everything but name. But it was a very rewarding experience, what I wanted to share with you, and I do want to underscore the fact once again that this is something that is a struggle that takes place not only at the level of our national culture, but it's a struggle which takes place in the heart of every troubled young mother, young expectant mother. And I, with my wife Corinne and our family several years ago, had become aware of a circumstance in which a young woman in her early 20s had become pregnant out of wedlock. And she was being pressured by her mother into aborting the child. And I cannot conceive of the focused cruelty necessary for a grandmother to suggest to a mother who was looking for an alternative that that young expected mother should destroy the grandchild. That strikes me as utterly depraved and inexplicable. And we had actually, through an intermediary, made an overture to that young woman saying, listen, if you want, we know people who can help you. We know people who can provide you with medical treatment and with everything you need in terms of material support to have the child. And if you don't want the child, we'll adopt him. This happened about 7 years ago when our financial circumstances were a little bit more pleasant. But because of the influence of the grandmother, and I'm guessing because of the influence of the biological father, that young woman went through with the abortion and the child was killed. And that's something that not many people understand when they talk about, or when they hear people talk about the idea of abortion as something that emancipates women. It doesn't. It's something that emancipates irresponsible biological fathers, for one thing.
You know, I think that basically an awful lot of women who've had abortions, that has haunted them all the rest of their lives.
Yes. I've spoken with people who've had that experience. There's a woman by the name of Olivia Gans, who is the head of a group called Women Victims of Abortion, who had that experience. And through her, this is back, oh, good grief, almost, heavens, this would be almost 25 years ago or longer, I had gotten to know, when I was working with the National Rights Life Committee, I'd gotten to know many other people in similar circumstances who'd had abortions and who were haunted, first of all, by the fact that they'd never gotten to know the child, and secondly, because they had had an active hand in destroying the child. And there is something that has been referred to as post-abortion syndrome, which in many ways is like post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a psychological condition that has to do with an act of violence, in this case an act of violence that was inflicted with the mother's active participation on the mother's child. And this is something that very few people in the so-called women's rights movement are interested in examining, because as far as they're concerned, abortion is a high and holy sacrament of their political religion. And so it just doesn't stand to reason that there would be any psychological or moral complications that would ensue from this procedure. And I've also had the opportunity to talk with people who were former employees at abortion mills. You can't really call them clinics. A clinic is a facility where actual medical treatment is offered and provided. This isn't medical treatment. You're not dealing with medical treatment if one of the so-called patients is killed as a matter of discretion on the part of one of the other patients and the so-called provider. But I've spoken with people who fled that industry, who've gotten out of it, defected from it, I think would be the best description, and they're haunted. They have a sense that it's difficult to expiate what they have done. And, of course, as a Christian, I believe that's not our job. That job has already been done. We have to accept what's been done for us. And by accepting what has been done for us, we can invite the healing influence of the Savior to take away the pain and guilt from us for what we have done. That grace is available to anybody who will receive it. Really, it's the easiest thing in the universe to do. It's really quite simple. It's not easy. I think that's the wrong expression. It's a simple proposition, but it's not easy. But the thing that I also recall is that Norma McCorvey herself, who was Jane Roe, became a convert to the pro-life cause. And she is somebody who came from a much more troubled background than my birth mother, I hasten to emphasize. But she was used as a stalking horse or a cat paw by the abortion lobby. They were looking for an exemplary person who could be a plaintiff in the suit there in Texas against, I believe his name was Henry Wade, the district attorney of that county. And she didn't like the way that she was manipulated, used, treated as a product in the course of supposedly liberating women. There's nothing liberating about this. There's nothing liberating about abortion. There are terrible things that happen, of course, that sometimes result in the ironic blessing of an unexpected pregnancy. And there are many prominent figures in history of various degrees of merit and worth. One thinks of Beethoven and the circumstances of his conception as an example of how the divine gift of grace can make itself manifest in some of the worst of circumstances. It's interesting, we've talked before, Dr. Stan, about Jesse Jackson, who still calls himself Reverend for some reason. He's somebody who was conceived in very non-propitious circumstances, and for the first 5 or 6 years of his public career, he was very outspoken against abortion as a form of black genocide. And then the power elite got to him and decided that they would re-script what he had to say. But it was a blessing, and I wanted to share it with you and with your listeners, for me to meet the woman who was generous enough to love me and to have me, and then to give me up when she couldn't raise me.
Well, I'm glad that she had you. I'm glad, of course, that she loved you enough to provide, make sure that you were with a loving family. And I'm so glad to be able to have you as a regular guest on our programs, because I think you have so much to offer, not only Radio Liberty, but all of our listeners all across the world. We'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so we're talking about the situation that is over there in Syria, where, of course, America has come out looking very, very inept in every possible way. The president was going to attack Syria. He was going to teach them a lesson. He was going to certainly let them know that they certainly could not violate all their agreements, and that they certainly could not be certainly using chemical weapons. And then suddenly everything changed, and well, if they'd simply give up their chemical weapons within a week, everything would be fine. Only it wasn't really giving up their weapons. All they were supposed to do was admit that they had weapons and give them a catalog of where they were, and then they'd have until the middle of next year to give up their weapons. And so we called off. We actually sent all of our warships away from there. We had taken planes to Cyprus in preparation for bombing Syria. Everything changed, and suddenly our president of the United States looks totally inept. And Vladimir Putin, who engineered this whole thing, looks like a great statesman. But be that as it may, how this whole thing came about, was this orchestrated from the very beginning? I quite frankly don't know. But I do really believe that we're on the fringe of some very, very disastrous events taking place over there, because if Syria falls back, I fear that the Obama administration is going to put pressure on Iran, telling them that they're going to have to certainly make agreements that we will go along with. They will stop all of their efforts to actually develop nuclear weapons. And I believe, and I believe I can verify this from a number of sources, and basically we'll find this in the EMP report, the Congressional Commission report for going into the background of the danger of an EMP attack, that basically it's quite easy to buy a nuclear weapon on the certainly on the world stage, and that they feel that Iran and has nuclear weapons. You can buy nuclear weapons, and it would be very, very possible to explode a nuclear weapon over America and totally destroy the infrastructure of our nation. Now, this is the report that came out in 2008, totally suppressed by the mass media. Most people have never read it. Fortunately, I'm reading it word for word, and I will tell you it is terrifying. If you haven't read it, you need to get it off the internet. If you don't want to do that, you can get it through my ministry. Read it through, and believe me, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. But we're on the fringe of something major taking place. Go right ahead, William.
I agree with you, and I'm also concerned about the fact that Senator Lindsey Graham, who's probably one of the more impenitent neocons in the Senate and one of the most consistent advocates for open-ended aggression against everybody everywhere, in trying to make the case for military intervention in Syria, said that there's a possibility that his home state might find a nuclear incident occur at one of its harbors. And so he's already put out the prospect here, at least in principle, that we could see some kind of a radiological or low-grade nuclear terrorist incident occur here in the United States. I saw that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been assembling emergency kits for U.S. school children. There's this exercise that's going to be taking place a little bit later this fall involving a simulated, supposedly, incident which would knock the power grid offline. There are a lot of really worrisome and potentially catastrophic strong winds. And I do think that it's interesting that we've put ourselves in a position here, whether you're talking about this as a Russian initiative or a Western initiative or something that was choreographed by elements of the power elite over here, over in Russia. We've seen the United States put into a position where, in order to rein in the ambitions of Washington now, Vladimir Putin is talking about rehabilitating, refurbishing, empowering the existing architecture of world government through the United Nations Security Council, treating it as the body which administers something called international law. And in the course of that New York Times op-ed piece written on behalf of Vladimir Putin, and for which Mr. Putin claimed authorship, there's this really interesting statement about how unless the war is defensive or authorized by the Security Council, that it's aggression and is not considered to be legitimate, that it's a war crime to wage war unless it's for obvious national defense.
And basically, of course, what we are talking about is threatening Iran with an attack on their property, unless, of course, they agree to give up any further research in trying to develop weapons-grade uranium. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. The average individual does not understand most of what's going on. And the fact that even according to this Congressional Commission report, nuclear weapons can be purchased on the open market today. And in all probability, Iran has their weapons. They're waiting for an excuse to use them. People say this couldn't be true. If it were true, everybody would know. Ladies and gentlemen, if it were true, you would not know. And I really believe that God brings his judgment upon nations that turn against him. Is there any question in your mind that America has turned against God? You need to get this 2008 Congressional Commission report. You need to help the guests get the information out. And then you need to pray for America.
Yeah.
Hi, Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William and I don't get a chance to talk except on Friday evening, but William, of course, on his own, has this feelings very, very close to mine. He is very, very concerned that under one guise or another, we're eventually going to have commitments of troops there in Syria, perhaps under United Nations control. But, of course, the United Nations, basically, if they try to do anything, why? Because certainly both China and Russia will veto this. I don't know, basically, what's going to happen, but certainly Barack Hussein Obama was intent upon bombing Syria, certainly using missiles, cruise missiles, or missiles of some sort. And basically, whatever happened, how this whole thing came about, whether this was all contrived, but certainly the casual remark, well, of course, we'd hold off if Syria would give up their weapons, their chemical weapons, in a week, but they're not going to do that. And then, of course, we find out, well, it's not giving up their chemical weapons. It's simply admitting they have chemical weapons. Weapons, and certainly turning over certainly a list of where these weapons are. Well, the week has gone by, and another week has gone by, and nothing's really happened yet. And certainly Assad is saying, well, of course, if we're going to turn over our chemical weapons, why Israel's to turn over their weapons of mass destruction, their nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, why should we to give up our weapons when other people don't? And now, of course, they're saying, well, by the middle of next year, Syria's going to have to suddenly give up all of their weapons. They're going to have to be destroyed, turn them over to Russia, turn them over to the United Nations. And, of course, what we're hearing is those chemical weapons are being smuggled out of Syria today, into southern Iraq, into Lebanon, which is exactly where most of these weapons came from. Nobody in America is telling you the truth. Where did Saddam Hussein send his chemical weapons back in 2003? He sent them to Syria. And Assad's chemical weapons are American chemical weapons. They will not tell the American people. And I believe because there are all sorts of things go on behind the scenes and smoke-filled rooms that you and I will never hear about. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, a significant part, if not almost all, of Syria's current chemical weapons are really American chemical weapons. But go right ahead, William.
I do think that it's worth putting in context what happened or what allegedly happened in Syria earlier this year with the relationship between the United States and Baghdad during the Iran-Iraq war, which was a war that was precipitated by the CIA. Saddam attacked Iran after the Shah was removed, after the Shah had been installed 25 years earlier by the CIA. That's something the CIA has tardily owned up to just within the last month or so, that it was actively involved. It played the definitive role in removing Mossadegh, the elected left-leaning president of Iran back in 1953.
All right. Now, basically, let me repeat that basically the CIA now has admitted that they intervened in the domestic affairs of Iran in 1953. They did away, certainly, with the democratically elected premier there, Mossadegh, and they installed the Shah. And then, of course, in 1979, we overthrew the Shah, and we brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini, and people have forgotten we installed Ayatollah Khomeini. He wasn't the choice of the people. We installed Ayatollah Khomeini just like we installed Fidel Castro in Cuba in 1959, but the American people aren't supposed to understand that. And then we had this phony hostage crisis, and I've talked to people. I talked to, for instance, the former American ambassador to Iran there, certainly before the hostage crisis. They have a hostage crisis before the second hostage crisis. And they were told specifically, William H. Sullivan told me personally as I sat in his office, William H. Sullivan told me that, we lost William Grigg. He was told by the Iranians that if we brought the Shah of Iran to the United States, that they would come back and seize our hostages. He came back to America. William H. Sullivan told the president, he told certainly the Secretary of State, he told them if we brought the Shah to the United States, why, they would seize the hostages. And so what do? We brought the Shah to the United States because he had a medical condition. We wanted to get him treated. And then we brought in a doctor from Canada to treat him. It was all set up, ladies and gentlemen, and the average individual doesn't know that. Basically, Congressman George Hansen from Idaho went certainly to Iran and talked to them, and they wanted to give back our hostages, and we didn't want the hostages. I talked to the pilot who actually flew George Bush over to Paris to meet with the Iranians in 1980, and they wanted to give back the hostages, and George Bush said, no, you can't give them back until Ronald Reagan becomes president, which is why they kept the hostages until the very morning when George Bush became president of the United States. And that morning, they announced the hostages were to be released. I talked to the pilot. His name was Gunther Rusbacher, who actually had flown George Bush over to Paris. So these are the stories you're never going to get through regular channels. William, go right ahead.
It's interesting that you bring up George Hansen. One of the things that I'd hoped to do last week and still hope to do in the near future would be to visit former Congressman Hansen, who lives in Pocatello. Pocatello is between Idaho Falls and Payette, which is where I live. And I wanted to talk with him about the situation with Iran, about his experiences in Iran. I wanted to talk with him about his completely unjustifiable imprisonment. He was actually vindicated. He filed a lawsuit in He won in civil court, federal court, with respect to the illegitimacy of his conviction.
They sent him on trumped-up charges. They sent him to prison to silence him. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about trumped-up charges, sending a United States congressman to prison. Why? To discredit him because he was an honest man. That is certainly something that's very short. It's in great shortage. I've repeatedly tried to get hold of Congressman Hansen in recent years. If you do get hold of him, William, I would love to get him on.
I will do everything I can to contact him. Once I've succeeded in getting into contact with him, I'll make sure that he knows that you want to interview him, because I think that would be immensely worthwhile.
I've called repeatedly. He just doesn't answer his telephone. And basically, he's been through so much.
Yeah.
He's a courageous man. He's a great patriot, but they've crushed him.
And his wife just recently passed away as well, which, of course, compounds his agony. And if he's a very private man. I do have a couple of mutual friends who've been trying to arrange a meeting. That's something that I will pursue. And if I'm successful, I'll let you know, Dr. Stan, see if we can't set up.
We would love to have him on, a man I have the ultimate respect for. Go right ahead.
But it's interesting that if you take a look at what's happening now with Iran and Syria, you've got this really strange situation involving this residual chemical weapons arsenal that is rooted in deep politics and covert collaboration between the United States and the Soviet Union during the 1980s. There was a time when Saddam Hussein, who attacked Iran as a surrogate for the United States government and carried out a 10-year war that killed millions of people, in the course of which he used sarin gas with the active collaboration of Washington. That's another part of the story that's getting far too little attention. The United States government actively supported and provided material assistance to the Iraqi war effort that included the use of sarin nerve gas.
And actually, I talked to a member of the Green Berets who was assigned to Saddam Hussein's forces to help them with the use of the chemical weapons, ushers them to kill the Iranians. Most of them were 14 or 15-year-old
yeah.
kids, and we just slaughtered them with the chemical weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, America's tax dollars at work. I personally talked to this fellow, interviewed him on one of our programs, and the fact that this is never discussed, and certainly if we feel that we should go to war, certainly, with Syria because they use chemical weapons, maybe we ought to go to war with Washington, D.C., because they authorized Saddam Hussein to use those chemical weapons to kill 14- and 15-year-old Iranian soldiers. Go right ahead, William.
And it's interesting to me as well that Saddam Hussein, when he was put on trial and eventually executed, none of this was brought into consideration. He was actually tried on one count and multiple specifications of one act that had to do with a retaliatory massacre in a small village that took place in Iraq in 1982 at a time when he was very tight with the Reagan administration. And that retaliation was carried out because certain prominent members of the clan in charge of that village had tried to assassinate him. So you had the head of state here, at the time, Saddam Hussein, using his regularly constituted military and intelligence apparatus to conduct an investigation and prosecution of people who were involved in an admitted plot to assassinate that head of state. Now, in carrying out the prosecutions and executions, Saddam displayed his usual viciousness and brutality. But this was not a war crime. You could characterize this as a state crime, but this wasn't a war crime. It certainly wasn't a crime against humanity. None of the material having to do with Saddam Hussein's role as a pass-through for U.S. intelligence operations that included some, as I mentioned before, covert cooperation with Biopreparat, which was the Soviet, the Russian chemical and biological warfare facility run by Mr. Putin's allies of the KGB. This is in the early 1980s. You had the United States providing the raw material. We actually have seen reporting where you have the proverbial pink slips on the materials that were sent from U.S. bioweapons lab, U.S. chemical weapons factory. And then he had Russian, or Soviet, rather, intelligence specialists through Biopreparat who were helping to advise and supervise the Iraqi technicians and scientists as they created these weapons. This all happened in the early 1980s, but none of that came out at the trial of Saddam Hussein. Nothing was brought forth in the prosecution having to do with his use of chemical weapons against dissidents, internal dissidents. There was nothing that was said about the shameless crushing of the Kurdish separatists that occurred in 1991 when Saddam Hussein was allowed to keep his attack helicopters, or in 1996. Forgive me, it was 1996, that's something which has been very well documented by CIA operatives who were on the ground, that the CIA simply allowed these people to surface so they could be wiped out by Saddam Hussein's military in 1996. none of this stuff came out. You had tens of thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of people who were killed through war and aggression and terror by Saddam Hussein before 1991, during a time when he was still a client of the United States. So, good grief, it wasn't until just a few weeks before the first Gulf War that many members of the first George Bush administration who had business relationships with Saddam's government were forced to divest themselves of those business relationships. You had George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, forgive me, George Bush the elder, George H.W. Bush, issuing waivers, national security waivers, so that people who were his top advisors wouldn't end up being prosecuted because of their business relationships with the Iraqi government with which the United States was about to go to war. That was the late 1990, early 1991. And none of the stuff that Saddam Hussein had been involved in between 1979 and 1991, having to do with foreign aggression and domestic repression, except for this one case illustrating the latter involving this one little village in 1982, none of this stuff was brought forward to the prosecution. They found the most innocuous charge, and innocuous is a relative expression. You were talking, of course, murdering dozens rather than murdering thousands or tens of thousands or more. But they found the most relatively harmless charge from the perspective of the power elite who were running Saddam Hussein and railroaded him very quickly through a burlesque of a trial and then put the rope around his neck and made him dance between the heaven and earth as quickly as possible so he wouldn't have had the opportunity to speak out to expose the machinations of the people he had faithfully served until 1991. And we're going to have the same thing happen, I suspect, with Bashar al-Assad. This is the same guy who just a few years ago was dining convivially with Nancy Pelosi and with John Kerry and John Kerry's wife. These are people who are quite chummy and convivial, as I mentioned, when occasion suits, and until such time as the people behind the scenes decide that some people are going to fill the role of enemies and foils, these people are considered to be statesmen. You can see relatively recent news clips before a couple of years ago, before the party line changed, where Bashar al-Assad was treated as a partner and an ally. There are people like Mar Arar, he's a Canadian citizen of Syrian ancestry, who were sent by the United States CIA to Syria to be tortured by the secret police under Bashar al-Assad. And when Mar Arar came back after spending nearly a year being beaten and imprisoned and otherwise mistreated by Syrian secret police, Soviet-trained secret police in Syria working as subcontractors for the CIA, when he came back to Canada, he was not allowed to enter the United States, and he's not been allowed to enter the United States to testify before Congress or before legal activist groups in order to document what was done to him with the active involvement of the Bush administration. And, of course, the Obama administration has been running damage control with Bushy as well.
Before we go on, William, I'm going to ask you if you will get your email out there, tell people how they can get to your material, how they can get to your radio programs, and how they can get to your PayPal button and support your effort to get the information out across America. How can people get in touch with you and read your articles?
Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. My chief outlet is still the Pro Libertate blog that's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in our time is one word. freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or go to Google or some other search engine and look up William N. Grigg. Pro Libertate should be the first return. If you type in Pro Libertate, ProLibertate, that should be the first return. And I publish once or twice a week as the occasion permits. You mentioned, Dr. Stan, I do have a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay. And I very much appreciate the very kind generosity that you've displayed as many of your very kind listeners have displayed in helping to support me and my family. We really do need help. That's something I do appreciate, Dr. Stan. I write for LewRockwell.com as well, LewRockwell.com. And my radio program, Freedom Zealot Radio, is broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time on the Liberty News Radio Network. That's LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyRoundtable.com. If you go to the LibertyRoundtable.com website, in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page, there's a listen live button that is pretty much compatible with any media software that most people would have if they have internet access. It's 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock California time, Pacific time, or 8 o'clock Central. Tomorrow night's program, it's a pre-recorded program. I've not been able to go live for a while. It's an hour long. Tomorrow night's program is going to talk about this episode of severe police abuse in Idaho Falls that took me to that city a week ago. And it's a tragic illustration of the way that law enforcement culture has changed in this country. It used to be that we had peace officers. Now, unfortunately, people are primed to be confrontational, to seek submission rather than to pacify situations. So that's on the Liberty News Roundtable website. Forgive me. Liberty News Roundtable. .com, the Liberty News Radio Network, LibertyRoundtable.com, forgive me, the name of the website is LibertyRoundtable.com, Liberty News Radio is the name of the network, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time for Freedom of Zeller Radio.
And let me just point out, because William does write the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter now, as I'm getting a little older, and I put a little note there at the bottom of it, but he books up the bulk of it. The newsletter for September will be going out very soon. We're so grateful for William to write these newsletters for us and help us here at Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Good night, William. Talk to you next week. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is saying off the air that he actually thinks that in the next few months some momentous things are going to happen, and so do I. And basically, if you have not made your preparations for the possibility of an EMP attack, you really need to. You need to get our 4-CD set. You need to get our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get certainly Michael Maloof's book, Sydney, A Nation Forsaken. You need to read the 2008 Congressional Commission report. And basically, of course, I may very well just take a couple of pages of that, put it on my website, or if you'd like the... You can get the entire report from us. You can get it off the internet. But the summary is so vitally important, and Chapter 2 is so vitally important. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of momentous changes. And according to this report, it's quite possible to buy a nuclear weapon on the internet, to basically, I should say, to buy this through certain non-conventional sources. Now, this is what they're writing in the Congressional Committee report. Why doesn't anybody ever tell us that certainly everything points to the fact that Iran does have a nuclear weapon, and they've already said that if we attack them, that they will attack us and destroy the great Satan. We're not talking about something imaginary. You need to lay in food. Certainly, the Mountain House has an excellent bargain at the present time of 40% off on all of their food to the end of this month. Their telephone number is 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-FOOD. You need to have a Berkey water filter. You need to certainly lay in medical supplies. And we do have a lot of certainly the supplies, the sort of things you need to keep your health going. And if you'd like to get a list of the things we have, that Barbara and I take both of them, most of these things ourselves. Most people are short, certainly on magnesium and iodorol and vitamin D. And you need to have allobiotics and magnesium on hand. All of these things are available from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a line of spices. People say, why would you carry spices? Well, because, of course, it makes food taste better. Spices we've actually used ourselves for a long period of time. And basically, of course, if we're going to get into this type of existence, why you want your food, it may be one of the few things you have. You've got to have a supply of food. And lay in the staples. You can get these at Costco or someplace, but start laying in food, start laying in medical supplies, get yourself the big Berkey, and then understand that we're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something that is really very real. And you want, as I said earlier, to get the 4-CD set and the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. It is not simply theoretical. After over 50 years, I will tell you I'm more concerned now than I ever have been before. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you're in a position to help us financially so we can maintain our stations out across America, and of course this station's heard on about 15 different outlets in the second hour in the afternoon the same way. We do 5 hours of talk radio every day, and we have listeners all across America, indeed all across the world. And if you'd like to be part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you on board. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day, and then they're all archived for about 6 weeks. Or you can go ahead and certainly watch many of the DVDs we have. You can read my newsletters and more recent ones written by William Grieg with my notations at the very end. The list of all the medical supplies that we carry, the things that you need to have, and you need to have large supplies on hand because we really don't know what the future holds. But I will tell you, as William just expressed a moment ago, we're going to see some dramatic changes in the coming months. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.